Yeah, I'm going to be a little more deliberate and say I think I'll give you a direct answer tomorrow. You know, Aaron and I didn't get a chance to talk. We haven't had a chance to look at the video. But I would like to be more convicted tomorrow in terms of, you know, where we're going to go. We did move them around again today. We had Brian played some guard. Ola was played some tackle. Ola went inside and played guard, of course, and Jordan was at the tackle position. We moved him a little bit as well. So we really have tried to move some people around based on, you know, the situation we're in, losing Eben, number one, and working Charles Leno into the group as well. So I think we're going to, you know, we want to, again, come to some conclusions by the end of the day and establish the lineup for tomorrow. Well, I think it's about everybody. Now, your quarterback is always a significant, you know, person to do that. Because he handles the ball in every play. We all know that. So certainly he's part of it, but I don't just think he's the only one. I think we want to do it together. We do it as coaches. We want to do it as a complete team. Everybody's got a say in this thing. Everybody does, and our guys understand that. And you can tell by practice they get it. You can tell by the dialogue that they have with each other during the course of the day. But certainly Jay's a big part of that. He's a team leader. He's around the guys all the time. He's influential in our locker room. He's influential in our meeting rooms, and certainly on the field. His component, his level of play, is going to be indicative of where we're going to go in the next 8 weeks. You know, it's a good question. I didn't overly analyze that part of it going into each and every game, and you know, I think that I look at balance as. We want to run the ball when we feel it's important to run the ball, and we want to throw it when we feel that's the best way to move the ball. I think most of the time I do feel that way. There's times where I try not to get ahead of myself in terms of play calling. I'm sure there's times that I have done that. You know, I won't deny that. But I can't be specific. I would assume that during the course of the 8 weeks that did happen.
Is it important to do it against this team in case you fall behind?
You know, I think that it's important to do whatever we have to do to move the ball. Certainly running the football, I know that's where you're going, is certainly a big part of that. We've shown we can run the football against them. We have been able to do that in the times that we've played them over the last couple years, so that'll be an important part of what we're trying to accomplish. But we don't know what they're going to take away either as we move into this thing. We're playing you know, very smart people on the other side of the ball, and how they play us. They may not play us the same way they played us in the last game, which may not give us the run game opportunities that we would like, and that's all part of it. And then we've got to be able to throw the football, but certainly running the football is a big part of what we have to do. The clock runs. It's complementary to what we're trying to get accomplished defensively, and that is, you know, to limit their offense's opportunities on the field as well. Well, I think that that's one of the hardest things to do is to be consistent. You know, when you're putting a team together and everybody being able to play at a certain level, which will allow you to have success. And for us, when you look at it, over the last three or four weeks, you know, we haven't taken the ball away. Our last takeaway was Atlanta. That's hurt us. We've given the ball away recently, and that's hurt us. And that's the starting point. And then doing the things we need to do play by play. But we, you know, we put that behind us. You know, There's other teams that have been in that position. We put it behind us. We've assessed it, and we move forward. Our focus has been entirely on Green Bay and getting us out of that and into something that's a lot more positive. And we'll see where that takes us on Sunday.